Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with the second hour of Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Many of the cultured and discerning audience who make up the listeners to Swing Time will have identified my opening track as by the guitarist Wes Montgomery. And the reason for commencing my programme in this manner was that Friday the 6th of March would have been the birthday of the musician involved. In fact, Wes Montgomery's dates were the 6th of March 1923 through to the 15th of June 1968. The track I played was called West Coast Blues, and it was by the Wes Montgomery Quartet, who were Wes Montgomery guitar, Tommy Flanagan was the pianist, Percy Heath bass, and brother Albert Tootie Heath drums. The recording was in New York City on the 26th of January 1960. We should bear in mind that Wes Montgomery came from a musical family, and one of his early sessions as a leader included his two brothers. The recording can be found on Dick Bock's Pacific Jazz label. So here we have the Wes Montgomery Quintet, Wes Montgomery guitar, Buddy Montgomery piano, Monk Montgomery bass, Harold Land tenor, and Tony Baisley on drums. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 18th of April 1958. And I might say that the title of the tune they play should not be taken as a reflection on the staff here on Swing Time every Tuesday. Old folks. Thank you. Track containing all the Montgomery brothers there. There were occasions in when Wes Montgomery's career that he was criticised for taking, shall we say, a rather more commercial approach to his work. But as here, on an album entitled Smoking at the Half Note, his ability as a top creative jazz musician is evident and is much appreciated by a welcoming audience. At the Half Note, we have Wes Montgomery guitar, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. The Half Note Club is in New York City, and this was recorded in June 1965. And the track is called Impressions. ¶¶ Impressions, John Coltrane composition. A comment too regarding the accompanying group. Another example of an outstanding recording with what may be termed an ex-Miles Davis rhythm section. Truly, smoking at the half note. Next up, a well-known jazz standard with an interpretation by a contemporary of the composer. The track is Blue Monk, composed, of course, by Thelonious Monk, and played here by the Junior Man's Trio. Junior Man's piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Mickey Roker at the drums. Recorded at Plaza Sound Studios, New York City, on the 14th of February 1963, I think quite a moving interpretation of Blue Monk. Blue Monk, the kind of tune eminently suitable for Junior Mansa's blues piano styling. Whilst we are sitting at the keyboard, so to speak, this is Jackie Byard's tribute to what he no doubt considered to be old-fashioned ticklers. My guess is that he has in mind Pete Johnson and Fats Waller, and he called his tune Pete and Thomas, but he also gave it another title as well, which was Tribute to the Ticklers. Here is Jackie Byard, piano, recorded in New York City on the 16th of December 1960. Pete and Thomas. On hearing Jackie Byard in 1960, I think it's safe to say that had he been around in the 1920s, he would quite easily have fitted into the very hard school of piano playing that we refer to as stride piano or Harlem piano, but most certainly the Lion, James P. and Fats Waller would certainly have given him a run for his money. And let's not forget two hangers-on they had at the time, Duke Ellington and Count Basie. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We are here every Tuesday and between 1 and 3pm, and we do extend a cordial and hearty welcome for you to join us each week. If, like me, from time to time you find in your collection a forgotten track, and when discovered, it emerges from the shelves, the immediate reaction is that you are obliged to investigate what it's all about. One such track is coming up now. In the instance I'm going to play, it was the name of the group which caught my eye. The track is Calling All Bars, and the heading of the group is Hazel Scott with the Sextet of the Rhythm Club of London. And further investigation shows that Hazel Scott is the pianist, Danny Polo plays clarinet, Pete Brown alto, Albert Harris, guitar, Peter Barry, bass, and Arthur Herbert on drums. The recording, after all that, turns out to be New York City on the 1st of December 1939. This is what I discovered.
Thank you.
a swing session from New York City. The background to that hodgepodge of UK and US musicians becomes clear when you know that the tune was composed by, the session was arranged by, and supervised by Leonard Feather. By my reckoning, the American side of the group is Danny Polo, clarinet, Pete Brown, alto, and of course Hazel Scott on piano. The Brits are, I think, Albert Harris, guitar, Peter Barry on bass, and Arthur Herbert on drums. And my first thoughts that perhaps they were on the transatlantic liners and happened to be moonlighting, if you like, at the New York end. But when I look at the recording date, the 1st of December 1939, I realise that the Jack Boots were stomping all over Europe at that time, and it's unlikely that the liners were plying their trade. However, an interesting, if unusual, record on swing time today. To the best of my knowledge, one British musician who had little, if any, contact with Leonard Feather was Stan Tracy. Although they did have at least one joint characteristic, an admiration for Duke Ellington. From the Stan Tracy double CD album We Still Love You Madly, a selection from the big band part of this issue. It's called Lay-By, which was part of a suite of Sweet Thursday composed by Ellington and Billy Strayhorn in 1962. The tenor sax solo is by Art Thiemann, and the rest of the group is John Barclay, Steve Sidwell, Guy Barker and Henry Lowther, trumpets, Malcolm Griffiths, Chris Pine, George Perkins, trombones, Pete King on alto, Jamie Talbot, clarinet and alto, Alan Skidmore and Art Thiemann on tenors, Phil Todd is the baritone player, Stan Tracy, of course, at piano and the leader, Roy Babington bass, and Clark Tracy drums. Recorded at the Lansdowne Studios in London on the 6th of December 1988. This is Lay-By. Thank you. Art Thiemann with the tenor solo there. The album We Still Love You Madly is a 2-CD set. My selection was from the big band half of the issue, and the other CD is Stan Tracy in duo form. That's bass and piano, and is an excellent interpretation by Stan in kind of two frames of mind of his admiration for Duke Ellington. By way of a change in my usual playlist, an opportunity for you to roll back the carpet and introduce some Latin American moves into this Tuesday afternoon. The group are referred to as Fajardo, Pachicho and Pupi. And all I can really tell you from the scant information I've been able to dig up on this group is that their full names are Johnny Pachito, Pupi Langaretta and José Fajardo. They are better known in their own circles, I have to say, as the Three Flute Players. And the title of their track is Las Tres Flautas.
Javier.
Well, I hope your maracas feel better for a good shaking. And yet again, old Father Time has suddenly appeared in the studio, and I am obliged to bring the programme to a close for this week. Thank you for listening, and we do hope that you found our selections interesting, entertaining, and informative. Again, we expect to be back next Tuesday between 1 and 3pm, and we do hope that you can join us. Mike Coates, of course, signing off with my usual thought: do take good care out there. We'll go out as we started, something from Wes Montgomery.